More than 1 in 5 college students are parents. Nationally, they make up 22% of the student population, but advocates say that few students feel supported by their colleges. The pandemic is forcing colleges in central Illinois and elsewhere to reconsider ways they can support student parents as they return for in-person classes this fall. WILL student reporter Carolina Garibay has more.
Oh yeah, I put her in shorts. Like, it's going to be warm, then it rained.
Shersty Anderson picks up her almost 2-year-old daughter, Raylan Anderson, from daycare on a rainy Tuesday in Champaign. Raylan splashes in puddles, pointing out the rain falling from the sky to her mom.
The rain! Look at the rain! Step!
Mom.
Got the puddle. Yes, the rain. Come on, let's go. Let's
Anderson is a single mother. Yeah. She's also a full-time student at Parkland College in Champaign. She had Raylan on her 18th birthday, just months before starting her first semester at Parkland. Anderson is now finishing up her 4th semester. She says the switch to online learning made it harder to be a mom.
They don't really cut slack on the work because they're like, oh, well, she's at home. She can just do it on the computer. What they don't understand is, or what is not really built into their curriculum is, oh, what if these people have kids? It's not really like a built-in thing. So parents like me are basically forced by nature, I guess, to just stay up late, unless you're really good at planning stuff. So like tonight, I'll stay up really late until like 2 or 3.
Officials at Parkland College say they know how hard it is for students with children right now. Dean of Students at Parkland College, Marietta Turner, says that there's even a section in each syllabus that says to contact her if students have children or are pregnant. She also says that Parkland could improve in advertising their resources, which include private rooms for breastfeeding and an on-campus daycare center.
I don't think we've done that much. We were trying to be more explicit and direct and transparent and really start to market this to students.
Turner also says that Parkland doesn't know how many students are pregnant or have children. This means that it's really up to the student parents to seek out resources. But student parent researchers think this needs to change. One of these researchers is Meredith Manzi, an assistant professor at the Graduate School of Public Health and Health Policy at City University of New York. She says self-advocacy doesn't always come easy to students with children.
I think they're just not inclined to be asking for anything that they feel like is some sort of special accommodation. And it's also a group of students who are more likely single, of low income, people of color, women. There's no precedent where they just ask for things and advocate for themselves and they usually get it.
Manzi says she's working on finding non-intrusive ways for colleges to identify students who have children. This would allow colleges to distribute resources to those students so that they wouldn't have to feel like they're asking for extra. Shantae White is a senior research associate for the Institute for Women's Policy Research in Washington, D.C. She says we need to redefine what is considered a, quote, traditional student.
I take any opportunity to kind of reframe the conversation, not around what an individual is capable of, but about the system, the barriers that may be present, and what we can do to alter the higher education space and alter institutions so that student parents can succeed.
Studies show that student parents have higher GPAs than their non-parenting peers, despite them being less likely to graduate college. Researchers say that this might be because many student parents have been forced to master skills that college students typically need to succeed in order to keep up with the demands of being a student parent. But not all students feel that they've mastered student parenting.
Sometimes I just get lost and, you know, you're like, okay, so who are you doing it for? You know, I'm like, okay, well, Raylan, I'm doing it for her, you know? And for me too, but mostly for her. Like, I want her to grow up in a nice house, like a nice one. And I want to drive a nice car and have nice things and not cheap things. And so I got to get there.
I'm Carolina Garibay, Illinois Newsroom.